Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests discussing the legendary Roswell incident and eerie stories of haunted toys, as well as one man's incredible near-death experience that included what seemed to be a journey to heaven. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We're going to talk about the strange, unusual, and paranormal for the next couple hours, maybe all night. Rosemary Ellen Guiley, of course, leading paranormal researcher, investigator, author with more than 60 books published. She's a co-author with me in our book called Talking to the Dead. Her new book, The Road to Strange with Michael Bryan, Travel Tales of the Paranormal and Beyond. This is exciting, Rosemary. I like these stories.
It was a fascinating project, George, because travel really does open people up to the paranormal, and we're more likely to have weird experiences when we're out on vacation or out on a business trip and we get out of our normal environment. My friend and co-author Michael Bryan has collected strange travel stories for a good number of years, and in fact, it was some unusual travel synchronicities that brought us back together. And the first of this series is The Road to Strange, and it's got ghosts and hauntings, synchronicities, time slips, meetings with mysterious people. It's a strange planet that we live on.
It sure is. And Rosemary, do these episodes occur to people when they're just out traveling, or are they going to certain places to see some paranormal experiences?
Well, when we go looking for the paranormal, oddly, we're less likely to encounter it than when we're not expecting it. And one of the reasons is that when we're not expecting it, we're kind of in a dissociated state. We're thinking about other things, and it intrudes upon our consciousness and awareness. It's like mercury. If you go looking for it, it sort of hides from you. Of course, I've done paranormal investigation for many, many years, and one does come across phenomena and experiences. But the average person who is not a paranormal investigator is more likely to have a paranormal experience when they're traveling. And there are certain places on the earth where the incidence is a lot higher as well. These are places of intense energy, like sacred sites, places where big disasters have happened, battles, natural disasters, terrorist incidents. The energy gets charged at these places, either in a positive or a negative way, and we can be impacted by that.
Well, on July 29th, I'm going to be in Everett, Washington. You're going to pop in and say hello to us. I've got my live stage show that day, and I'm told that the theater is very haunted.
A lot of theaters are, and I'm really looking forward to that event. I'm going to be out in Seattle for the whole month and doing a lot of different things out in the Northwest. But the thing with theaters is that they're places where people engage emotionally, and paranormal experiences have a high emotional content to them, even if we're just running into ghosts from the past. And in a theater, you've got the audience emotionally engaged with the actors on a stage or even a concert performance, and it can leave psychic residue in an environment. So many theaters have the odd ghosts, actors and actresses who perform there a lot, the stage workers who have spent many years working behind the scenes, and even people in the audience can hang around too.
What kind of paranormal incidents, Rosemary, happen to people when they're traveling around?
Well, the most common is a ghost or a haunting. There are so many places that have these residual energies left over from the past. And many places are famous for being haunted, and certainly people in the paranormal field go looking for those places. But the average traveler checking into a hotel somewhere or eating at a restaurant isn't necessarily thinking about, is the place haunted and are they going to experience ghosts? And many people are surprised when they do have those experiences. They have something that visits them at night, animals, people. They see ghosts walking around, even eating in restaurants. Synchronicity and deja vu are very common, too. And these are deja vus, a feeling of having been someplace before and being very familiar with it, even though you've never been there before. And the synchronicities are just weird coincidences where events sort of line up in odd ways, or you run into unusual people and then you run into them again. We notice these things when we're traveling more than when we're at home, when we're engaged in our jobs, our homes, our families. When we travel, we've really opened up ourselves to having new experiences, and I think it really opens a mental portal to the paranormal.
Is there a common denominator with some of these traveling hauntings? Is there something that just sticks out all the time?
Well, people are often, of course, unsettled and even scared by the ghosts that they experience, because when it comes to the paranormal, negative things seem to linger more than positive. And so if we're encountering a ghost, it might be a leftover imprint or even an earthbound soul of something unfortunate that happened. We've got one case in the book in a chapter called The Blood-Soaked Man. And this is an excellent example of that. This is the ghost of a man covered from head to foot in blood who walks down the Rue Saint-Anne in Paris. And not everybody sees this man. He seems to be dressed in fairly modern clothing, and he's stumbling along, bleeding away, doesn't really interact with anyone, whoever does happen to see him. And he goes through a big door in a particular courtyard and disappears. There's no blood on the sidewalk. Nobody who sees him has a clue what happened to him. And it's possible that, judging from the apparent age of his clothing, it was completely modern, but not vintage, 19th century clothing, that maybe he was a victim of World War II and died in some violence and might not even know he's dead. Perhaps he was mortally wounded and was able to stagger along a street for a while until he collapsed and died. But this this ghostly image keeps walking this street over and over again. And many people are not going to see him, but if you're in the right state of consciousness, you're going to tune in. And that would be a startling sight to see a blood-soaked man coming down the street at you.
I think so. Do these strange things happen a lot when people are traveling, more so than if they're at home?
I believe they do. And Michael and I have done some research on this. And as I mentioned, people are open to new experiences when they travel. And travel is stressful. Even when we're off on a vacation that we anticipate having a good time and getting away from stresses, travel has underlying anxiety and stresses itself. And
but it's supposed to be fun, Rosemary.
It is supposed to be fun. And, you know, a lot of the paranormal experiences that people have are kind of mind-expanding. They're mystical in nature. So we're dealing with getting out of our normal routine. And we may be going to countries that are new to us, where the culture is new. We're not familiar with the language. We're not quite certain how we're going to get around. And so it puts us into a different state of consciousness that I think enables these paranormal aspects to impact us more. When we're at home, we really have our mental shutters closed in certain ways. We're leading organized lives. We're doing some of the same things every day. We have routines, and it confines us energetically, whereas travel just really opens the door to anything.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.